Welcome to Merrickville.
Welcome to Hump Day, Sydney, and welcome to the studios, Emma Friedman, special guest from the Grill Team, just popping by doing the double shifter today.
Thanks, Mez. Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here in the show today. I've got you. That's good. I'm also going to be doing a bit of an NRL update today. Kieran Foran is back.
Going to New Zealand, eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
He obviously wants to get away from Eddie Hansen. Well, not far enough.
He needs to get away from Eddie Hansen.
And later on the show today, I'm going to be doing something called the Hurt Locker. It is something not to be missed. Is what it's going to,
What do you mean?
We're going to open up the Hurt Locker.
What is... That sounds like a war metaphor or something.
We've got six German guys who are unemployed and own a nightclub. Is that not it? No, sorry, that's a different Hurt Locker. No, I'm only kidding. You'll have to wait around and find out. That's after five today. Joining me from the Grill Team, special guest Emma Freeman. Good to have you here, Freeze.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Well, it's my studio, so, you know, probably, yeah.
You've used that, what is it, that Bezito
eucalyptus?
Oh, bloody hell, that's everywhere, that stuff.
Don't you like this? Boys, you're onto this now.
Mate, Triple M, if we could produce our own version of it, we'd be millionaires.
I've tried. It's good stuff. I spray that in a microphone, not into my face, by the way.
It's delicious, isn't it? Very cleanly smell.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's your dog?
Puppy Utah. Puppy Utah's at home.
Puppy Utah.
He's at home. Okay. He's having a little rest, took him for a little walk today. But my God, like I know dogs go to the toilet a lot, but mine goes to the toilet a lot. And like they're not just perfect little regular poops. They're
not. Like on a Looney Tunes cartoon, you mean? They're not like little pellets. They're big steamers.
The consistency is not quite right.
Oh, yet. No. Yeah. Are you doing that thing where you have to get the bag and put the bag over your hand?
So this is the process.
Yeah.
I put the bag over my hand, pick up the poo. Sorry, guys. I'm just giving you a real descriptive analysis of the dog shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Then I have to get paper towel, brush the grass to get the residue off.
You brush the grass?
Then I have to get water and water the grass and like wipe it again and put it all in the bag and then in the bin.
Because
they're just...
Get a new dog.
Oh, he's eating too many leaves, the poor little guy. Oh, Other than that, he's very cute.
It's not like the 80s when they did a poo and it went white for some reason.
What was that about? I don't know. I'm not
feeding
him.
What are you feeding the dog?
Just like dry food. He eats a lot of leaves.
Are you sure he's not a rabbit? What sort of dog is he?
Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever.
He does look a bit like a rabbit.
Yeah. And he's only a puppy though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get a bit squirty and then they solid up a little bit later.
You reckon?
On. Yeah, when they're
There's
older.
Hope for me, yeah.
How many months old?
Only three.
Yeah, no, he'll be all right a little bit later.
Okay,
on.
So
yeah,
just once, like toilet training.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you're having to wash grass.
It's a really sad little
you know what
phase
I
of my life.
Where do you stand on this, Emma, right? Yeah. Question, because I've been turning to the boys about this because I have a very strong opinion, right? Mm. Now, I don't have a dog. I used to have Great Danes when I was a boy and love them.
Really?
Oh, wicked dogs.
What about a Whippet?
Nah.
Nah. If you've got a Whippet, no.
Sounds like something a German says in a nightclub. I don't know dogs that sound like a German nightclub device.
That's fair.
Yeah. But we've got two cats, right?
Yeah.
So
do they poop much?
Yeah, but they do it in a tray.
Oh, they go into the tray?
They've got a station.
Oh.
They go to their poo station. They go in there. They do that. They come out. Bang. There's no sighting it. You know, it's like... Tie that up, put that in the bin. Mm. Easy.
You don't have to wipe grass.
How do you feel? There's no washing grass. There's no washing anything. How do you stand, right, on people who, they get a dog poop in a bag and then they go and chuck it in, I don't know, just say randomly, somebody's wheelie bin. You know, like they're walking along, dog does a poop.
Yeah.
They bag it.
Yeah.
So that's the right thing.
Yeah, you tie up the bag.
Yeah,
make sure
you
do that.
Yeah. And then they go and pop it in somebody's wheelie bin on the street.
If your wheelie bin's on the street, it's fair game.
No, it's
yes!
not!
Yes, it is.
No, it's not!
You should keep your wheelie bin inside your house if you don't want people.
No, the wheelie bin's out there because it's just been collected for the rubbish. It's my wheelie bin. Do not put your dog crap in my freaking bin.
Would you rather me put it on your doorstep?
No, don't put it in my bin. I don't want your dog poo at the bottom of the bin where it's just going to sit there. And then I load in my rubbish and it gets compacted and all dog crap at the bottom. It's your dog turd. You take it home. Put it in your freaking bin. You know why? Because I paid council for the bin.
Just...
I had to pay. I didn't get that. They didn't say, oh, what's it? Good to have you. Here's a new bin for free. Nah, had to pay for it. Had to buy me wheelie bin. And as it's my wheelie bin, it's not your property, mate. Don't put your dogs.
You think he doesn't like dog poo listening
no,
to
don't.
This
No, don't. This happened last week. It happened to me last week and I'm still furious about it. I swear to God, do not put it in my bin.
I'm coming
trouble.
With all of Utah's poos and putting them in your
do that.
Do that. Have I'll your put... bins on the streets? Fair game.
No, it's not fair game. It's not public property. It's private property. I've got a car on the street. Do you go up to my car and have a drive? Oh, I was just on the street.
Emma, the best part about
this.
Yeah,
I was just on the street. Just go for a drive.
The best part about this exact same conversation producer Leon and I had with Merrick this afternoon when we were talking about it. Now, Merrick, we've done a bit of digging here, mate.
Pardon the pun.
Pardon the pun. Leichhardt Council, which is your council that you live in. I won't give out your address. But on their website, it says that you get given your bin for free.
No, you don't.
Oh, so it's council property, I can put in the council bin. Thank you very much.
You're wrong. That's where you're wrong. You get allocated a bin if you choose to upgrade from a small bin to a larger bin.
You are such
you
a wanker. Upgrading your bin in Leichhardt
Had to get a bigger
council,
bin. Had to get
not
a bigger
letting
bin.
People put their own dog turds
not
in there.
Not my bin.
For God's sake.
Swear to God, you want to do it? You want to do it? Come around and do it. Take your life into your own hands. See what happens.
What weapon would you use? I'm just
I'll tell
interested.
You, axe handle.
Oh, okay.
I'll go you with an axe handle.
We're all just speculating about the laws and legalities around this.
Let's take it back a step.
Let's just pump the brakes a little bit.
Ooh,
but is there anyone out there listening who can actually give us the definitive answer around there? What are the rules around this? If there's anyone who's listening who works
property.
For a
company, I'm responsible for it. It's mine.
Why
I
don't you love animals? Why do you hate them so much? Why do
no,
you hate?
No, I love animals.
You hate nature. You hate animals.
Love animals. Love them.
Let me pick up a poo.
133353. If there's anyone out there who can give us your thoughts, is this fair game?
No,
if you've
not.
Got dog poo, can you put it in any wheelie bin on the street?
Look at you.
But also, if someone out there works for a council and they can tell us what the rules on this are,
yes.
If we're allowed to do it.
Yes, you can't. It's against the law.
Also, if anyone out there...
It's not against the law.
It is. It's 6 months in prison.
Oh, for God.
Is Merrick allowed to put a lock on his wheelie bin? 1, 2, 3, 5, 3. If anyone knows the answer to that...
It's my bin.
You're a bin.
Joined this afternoon by Grill Team's Emma Friedman, who's probably regretting coming in here because the... And I apologise, things did escalate there a little bit. There's some talk about bins.
Have you just taken a few deep breaths, had a peppermint tea in the break and just talked yourself off the ledge?
Just certain things fire me. And there's not a lot. I'm a very, very easygoing bloke, I reckon.
I bet to differ right about now.
I am. There's just a couple of small things that don't upset other people as much as they upset me. And sometimes when I get upset, I go a little far. Like before when I said something about... killing people coming to my house to put stuff in my bin. That was probably a little bit too far.
You reckon?
But we're talking now about the protocols of wheelie bins. My thing is, wheelie bin, your house, your belonging, your responsibility.
Yeah, but you're saying this applies even if the wheelie bin's on the street. For me, wheelie bin's on the street, wheelie bin's fair game. I can throw whatever I like in there. Even if it is a smelly poo.
No, that's like saying, oh, you know what? You've got a tray ute and I've got some stuff I don't want. I can just chuck it in the tray ute.
No, it's not. It's different.
All right, before we get lost in hypotheticals, guys, the listeners of Merrickville have called through with their opinion. Karen, God. Karen, what do you think?
Please don't hate me, Karen.
I'm with Merrick. You don't throw your stuff in other people's bins, and you do pay for it through your rates, like it's included in your rates.
Yes.
But can I just tell you something that appalled me one day? I was out walking my dog, and someone else was walking theirs. Their dog had gone to the toilet. They picked it up, put it in a plastic bag. They walked a bit further and then chucked the bag into the bush. I could not believe it.
I hate those people, Karen. I hate them.
I couldn't believe it.
They're the worst because...
See, wouldn't you rather me put it in your bin, though?
No, but you know what? Karen's got a great point there, right? You've gone through all the trouble of picking it up and putting it in a bag.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to carry it around. It's far from being, you know, the latest accessory. I understand that, although I would love to see a Kardashian with a turd bag. But just, you know, you've gone through the worst part of it. It's bag now. Take it to the bin and put it in the bin. Because
what if the closest bin is, like, that's not your bin, is, like, a K away?
Bad luck. That's your responsibility as a dog owner. Here's the other thing, too,
you're such a smug cat owner, you and your kitty litter tray and your perfect cats that don't do
no,
big poos.
My cats, they poop potpourri. When they do a poo, out comes potpourri. That's how potpourri's made. It's cat poo.
If you want to have your say, you can head to our Twitter page, Merrickville FM.
Wait, I'm not finished yet.
We've got a Twitter poll going, though, Merrick.
Oh, okay, yeah.
73% believe you should be able to put stuff out on the in the bin on the street.
No.
It's fair game. 73%.
No.
Why don't you take your bin inside? Why are you being so lazy?
Because I don't stand around waiting for the binnies to leave and then go, okay, quick, bring it in. Bring it in.
Before we lose.
I've got stuff to do. I've got a job. I've got a life. I've got children I've got to go and care for. I can't be constantly sergeant majoring the neighbourhood and standing out there looking at the bins and going, oh, sorry, just keeping.
The way you're banging on the bin is basically you're on the child.
Take a breath, both of you. We've got Tim's called through. Tim, what's your view on this? Are the wheelie bins out in the street fair game?
Yeah, look, I'd like to back up M, but unfortunately I've got to go with young Mez on this one. Sorry, dude, but...
What are you doing to me, mate?
No, look, back in the dream time, I was employed by council and had to deal with this sort of stuff.
Yep.
And there is, I can't remember, don't quote me on it, but I think there's a fence for transporting waste without approval. And that's to stop all your bloody...
dumpers.
Pretty much. All your people with cats dumping their crap everywhere, so... Technically, it's not. I think there's a pretty heinous fine that goes with it.
Right. Okay.
So if you get caught. But, look, I'd be recommending just chuck it in.
Mate. Just a little bit of poo. I'm not putting, I'm not putting three-week-old milk in there, mate. I'm not
you know what? Okay.
I just want to put a little bit of poo in the bin.
Yeah, it's not just a little bit of poo. What about, it's like people who just dump diapers, nappies.
I'm not doing that. Come on.
No, that's different.
It is different.
That's different.
I've got a six-month-old, I might.
Have you done that? Don't bring that around in my house, Liam. You don't. Oh,
Quinn goes through a lot of nappies as well.
But can I just say, what an awesome start to the day when everybody agrees with me.
Oh, for God's sake.
And just
this
quickly,
is horrendous.
Em, if you think that's bad, we did a little experiment in the office today.
So there's dog poo in his bin right now under his desk.
There's not dog poo, but we just tested if this applied to just wheelie bins or perhaps the bin under Merrick's desk. So producer Leon popped some stuff in Merrick's bin just to see how he'd react, and this is how it played out.
It's not even funny. I'll just throw it.
It's your
dog.
What do you
want me
to do with it?
Make it somebody else's problem, not mine. That's my bin. That's my bin for my desk, not your shit. Get it out. Get that stuff out of my bin.
Well, now we can't use
it. No, it smells weird. You've had weird lunch and it's in my bin. Get the weird lunch out of my bin.
You had the same lunch as me.
I'm trying to listen to music in my head. I'm putting it in the recycling bin.
It's not recycling.
I'm going to put it in the recycling bin. Getting a new bin.
You need help. It's very simple. You need help.
You know what? I listened to that and I think, you know what? If he had a radio show, I'd listen to that. He sounds like a good guy. Joined this afternoon by Emma Friedman from the Grill Team, who's popped in just for a little bit of a chat. She's about to head off in a second.
Well, I actually just copped a barrage of abuse from you, but that's not what I sign up for.
No, I was abusing everybody who dumps their dog poo in a bin that's not theirs. And now you're going to go back to the grillers and say to the boys, oh, you know who's a complete psycho? What's he? And they've gone, yeah, that's why he's on his own. Not even Rosso will work with him, see? That's how rumours get around all over dog poo. Hey, did you hear about the controversy yesterday in Melbourne? Melbourne's a very parochial city, as you know. Like Melbourneites.
I'm from there.
Yeah, they don't like it when...
It's actually not a Melbourneite. It's a Melburnian. So I have to pull you off on that.
Okay.
Case in point.
There we go. Good to see that you guys
aren't... come on, mate. Get your act together.
Good to see you guys aren't pedant, or is it pedant? anyway, Guns N' Roses performed. At their Melbourne concert, 70,000 people.
Amazing.
And Melbourne fans just love being in Melbourne, enjoying a Melbourne thing, just all Melbourneites.
The MCG.
Just drinking some Cricketers Arms beers and having a beer
Melbourne
next to each other.
Melbourne lager.
Yeah. And then
Melbourne bitter, sorry.
Melbourne bitter. Oh, God, I thought you were a Melbourneite. And then all of a sudden, out comes Guns N' Roses, their favourite band, and says this.
Sydney!
Yeah, good cover up there, mate.
Thank God they were stuck in traffic.
Oh.
Wow. You can't do that. Come on. There was 4 days in between concerts. Get your act together.
Reminds me of that classic scene from The Simpsons when Spinal Tap plays.
That's it. Show's over.
Good night, Springton. There will be no encores.
People get very passionate about the name of their city. Don't muck it up.
Yeah, yeah, it's not hard to do, though. I mean, Melbourne, Sydney don't really sound the same, but unless, of course, you're a Melbourneian. And then they do Emma Freeman. I'll let you go, darling.
I need to really convert myself to being a Sydney Sider.
Yeah, that's it. See, that's good. That was Sydney Sider. It's almost Point Papa.
It's Point Papa. Where's Big Mouth?
I think it was not quite Point Papa. It's, you know, on the fringes. It's more Mossman.
It's a little bit Darlinghurst as well.
No, it's not bad.
What's happening?
I don't know. I'm confused. I've gone from being angry to being a 55-year-old woman going through the change.
Merrickville. Make Struggle Street look like the Taj Mahal. Triple M.
To give us a little bit of a preview of what's on after 6 p.m. tonight on Dead Set Legends, Dan Ganane joins me in the studios now. Dan, welcome.
Hello, Mez.
Good to have you here.
Someone must have been unavailable for you to get me in.
No, absolutely.
I know it was Peter Sterling. It was going to be Peter Sterling, and he pulled out, so here I am. I'm very happy to be here.
He wasn't even playing golf. He was actually just online shopping for gloves, and that took precedent over coming on the show.
By the way, is the suburb of Marrickville upset with you? I mean, as soon as you call your show Marrickville, the town was almost destroyed by that storm the other day.
I know, I saw that. And you don't want to have a biff with Marrickville as well, because there's some people there can make you disappear. And I mean, in a very pleasant way. In a world of food and good times. Let's not talk about the legalities of that. Big news today, Kieran Foran. He's back.
Well, Parramatta fans are going to be upset because
he's not back there.
Not back there. They did let him go, but they were pretty much forced to because he had pulled out with mental issues. And what are they going to do? Keep paying him when clearly he wasn't going to return. But yes, he's going to play for the Warriors. I believe, well, in fact, I know there's going to be one more psychiatric assessment before round three. Obviously, that fits in with the time frame of the mental health that has to be then. That's why he can't come back before then. But yes, round three, there's some sketchy details on his associations. Does he have to stop associating with Eddie Hayson?
Mm-hmm.
Colourful racing identity.
Mm.
Given the fact that he's in Auckland, I think the NRL is more comfortable with that he's not living in Sydney.
Yeah, so how does this look, do you reckon, for the NRL? I mean, for him to come back in, he's played for two clubs, but, you know, last left the NRL with kind of a fairly poor exit, I would say.
His problems are self-inflicted. I mean, he had mental issues. And, look, he had a relationship breakdown. Well, that's not the NRL's business.
No.
And he's had an association which is deemed unsavoury, but again, not illegal.
Mm.
So he actually hasn't done anything wrong. The only thing is it's distasteful for Parramatta fans because he was their big purchase a couple of years ago and he leaves, you know, less than halfway into a contract. But Mez, I think it's good to have him back. He's a star. The game is better for having Kieran Foran in it.
Let's just talk about the Eels. Is there anything left of the Eels? They've just knocked down Pertec Stadium, which is why Sterlo couldn't be here. He was holding up a rafter. His last man standing at Pertec Stadium. As the stadium's gone, do you have great memories of the stadium itself, first of all?
I loved Parramatta Stadium. I don't know why they tore it. I don't know why they tore it down, frankly. I know they wanted to increase the capacity. But they could have put stands on either end, and it wouldn't have been perfect. But of the Sydney stadiums, that was the one that needed the least work, I would have thought.
It didn't seem old. You never look at it and say, that's, you know.
30 years.
Yeah, that's not old and crappy.
And one of the great places to watch footy.
Well,
you're right on top of the action no matter where you are.
Well, if you consider, you know, Telstra Stadium Australia, whatever you currently want to call it, the Olympic Stadium is now 17 years of age.
Yeah.
Right, that's better than half the age of Pertec Stadium.
Mm.
It seems early to knock it down and crunch like that.
But
Parramatta's got heaps of cash. I mean, they've got heaps of cash. They've got a new one.
Have you seen the new Parramatta Stadium, though?
The designs for it?
It looks unbelievable. Mm. Now, I'm always skeptical of artist impressions, but it looks phenomenal. It'll be the best place in Sydney. I know the new ANZ is going to be great and they'll eventually give Allianz a coat of paint, but the new Parramatta, they didn't need to do it, but it's going to look astonishing.
As you say, artist impressions, because I saw the artist impressions that Clover Moore had for George Street in the city where we work, and there was people walking by, and they had happy faces. Real impression, not happy faces.
There was in the artist impression of Parramatta Stadium, someone was taking a boat right up to the stadium. How many league fans do you reckon are going to take their boat to an Eels game on a Sunday afternoon?
Who's to sail off to see the Eels? I will, Roger. Not going to happen. Dan Ganane will catch you for Dead Set Legends after 6.
Goodbye.
there has been a lot of talk in New South Wales and obviously here in Sydney about the push by the New South Wales government with the amalgamation of councils. My council was merged. A lot of councils have been merged. Some people are unhappy about it. Some people see benefit. I know in a lot of regional areas, they're very angry about it. And our Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has kind of put a bit of money on, I'd say, a bit each way. She said that there will be some mergers that will take place in some areas, and in other areas they will be knocked on the head. And this does affect a lot of people. But here at Merrickville, it doesn't. You know why? Because I'm the mayor. And when you run your own fictitious town and you're the mayor of that fictitious town, you do whatever crazy shit you like.
Order, order. Okay, settle down. Welcome to the first council meeting for the newly formed Merrickville Metro Super Council.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll try to get us out of here shortly. I don't want people working past 2 p.m. on a weekday if we can avoid it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good one. Good
point.
All right, first order of business. New treasurer. Okay, I'd like to nominate Salim Mahaja. All those in favour?
Oh, hang on. Sorry. What's... Did you see A Current Affair recently?
No. What I did see was his wedding video on YouTube. He's a guy who knows how to party with fake guns. All those in favour, say aye.
Nay.
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 Aye. Okay, unanimous. Salim Mahaja as treasurer and deputy mayor.
Hold on. He's not even here.
And I'd stuff it. Actually, you know what? Traffic control as well. What's that?
He's not even here. Doesn't he need to be here to get elected?
No. No, he had some business with a developer he needed to attend to, and he said he'd be back about... what's the time now?
12:30.
Yeah, July.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Yeah?
I think we need to address the waste disposal issues facing council.
100%. Okay, good. New rule, you put shit in my bin, I end you. Done. Okay, next piece of business.
Well, it's not. We have no recycling plant or proper waste distribution centres.
Okay. Does Mossman?
Yeah.
Problem solved. Dump our waste there. And if those honkies say anything, tell them we're in with the Lebs. That'll shut them up.
But doesn't that just contradict the rule you just made?
Okay, rule number one, rules don't have to work both ways. Just mine. Next.
Ibis. What do we do with them? They're everywhere.
Okay. Lure them into a truck using empty chip packets and then dump them in Mossman. Okay, great. I call for a recess. Who wants to get a snack pack?
Ooh.
Joined this afternoon by Justin Hamilton, a great comedian and good friend of mine. Hamo.
Mate.
You've been on the show enough times to know that we get some of the most amazing calls you'll ever hear on radio, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes they say some things that I think, are we allowed to say that? And then I remember they're not technically part of the show, so I guess that's a yes.
Yeah, exactly. Saying the things that legally we're not allowed to. Well, look, one of the things that we often have on the show is incredible stories of people injuring themselves, right?
Right.
And we were having a discussion the other day that you could literally, just amongst the boys, we're saying, you could literally just name a thing.
Yeah.
And then you could get calls of people who've hurt themselves in relation to that thing.
Oh, so that's explaining why you've got this massive wheel
yes,
here.
Yes, exactly.
Because I was looking at all the different things on it.
Exactly.
And no one was telling me what it meant.
So that's the thing. We said, let's put the... It's a theory.
Yeah.
Let's put it to the test. Because I reckon it absolutely, right? If you spin a wheel with inanimate objects all labelled around it, and then it lands on one, you'll be able to get people who will ring up and say, I've hurt myself in a way... using that thing or either misusing it or through misadventure or whatever it may be.
I'll be honest, the first two things that jumped out at me were the spatula and the bust of Mozart. So I'm happy for either of those.
On the wheel, we've got spoon, cream.
Oh.
Now, that could be could be any cream.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guarantee you there'll be hurdy stories
Could be the band from the 60s. Like, you could have had an accident with them.
Exactly.
You told Eric Clapton he wasn't God. There's a reference.
Exactly. Yeah. It's almost like when I said everybody's got a story that in some way relates to Metallica. Or and then got lots of Metallica. Like that.
Yes.
But with an inanimate object, a word, that then becomes a hurt story, right?
Yep.
So some of the other ones we've got is tire, stapler.
Yes.
So want that.
Oh, stapler.
We've all been quietly hoping it lands on stapler. Pony, waterfall, and there's a couple of others there
as picket fence.
Yeah.
That could be good.
Yeah. There's a whole heap of them. So what we're going to do is we're opening up the Hurt Locker today, guys. Give me something for the pain.
Life is pain.
Very ouch.
From under the ceiling, I was drilling up and he was kneeling down and I drilled straight through his kneecap.
You know the way your knee is supposed to bend? Mine was bending back up towards my face. Everybody
hurts. Welcome to Merrickville's Hurt Locker.
Sometimes. Yeah. Everybody hurts, and then later on, it's funny. That's right. Just the way it works. We ready to spin the wheel, Hammo?
Yes, let's do it. Let's give it.
Stapler.
The piece of paper. I'd like the piece of paper. Paper cuts. That'll be good.
No. Waterfall. No. Egg beater. What have we got?
Toilet.
Oh, it's toilet. It's landed on toilet.
Oh dear.
Toilet.
Oh dear.
A toilet. Have you hurt yourself? 133353. Have you hurt yourself involving a toilet? Now it can be in any incarnation you like.
Yep.
Any permutation. Another big word.
Yep.
You can in any way, if you've hurt yourself involving a toilet, and I'm not talking about going, oh, I had gastro.
No.
I'm talking about it's hurt you.
We don't mean you sat down, stood up, realised you had a crack in your bum. We mean a real hurt, right? Yep. Like, I've got one. I've got a story for you.
Really?
I can't mention Gary's name because he's a friend of mine in Adelaide, but he'd be furious. But anyway, it's 17 years ago. And if you know Gary's, g'day. He was, let's say he was at a rave and he was having a lot of fun, taking some things that he shouldn't.
Yeah.
And then he went to the toilet and was having a wee and then remembered he had another one of those things. And he thought, oh, I'll take that. Went to pop it, missed his face, dropped it in the toilet, thought, oh, I better get that before it gets too many germs on it. Because, of course, no germs get attached straight away. Bent down too quickly to pick it up and knocked himself out.
Oh!
On the flusher. True story. Went boom, knocked himself out. Oh. We didn't know where he was. We saw him being dragged out by security. Wow. That's a hard one to come back from.
That would have ruined his completely natural high that he was on
his
from
natural
having fun
high.
With his friends naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. 133353, the phone's already lit up. I told you this had happened.
Yeah.
We've opened the Hurt Locker. Toilet! We're kicking it off as a regular segment. It's called Hurt Locker.
It's a great idea. Give me
something for the pain.
Ouch, baby.
She took the car keys off me and she stabbed me in the head with them.
Went over a little mountain straight into a tree and actually twisted my testicles from the collision.
Yep. Everybody hurts.
Everybody hurts.
Welcome to Merrickville's Hurt Locker.
Everybody hurts in funny ways. We've got a wheel.
I'm wrapped with the wheel. I saw Hurt Locker and I thought, you're going to get me to defuse something. I'm going to end up a member of the Avengers that no one cares about. This is a disaster. This is a disaster.
No, you're not Jeremy Renner. Things are looking up for you.
Yeah.
It's about looking at injuries caused by specific objects or circumstances. We've got a wheel, put a whole lot of things on it, spoon, cream, tyre, stapler, pony, waterfall, egg beater, and toilet. And today came up toilet.
Great.
If you've got an injury story, a hurdy story that involves a toilet, 133353, so many calls come through.
It's
a little bit worrying.
Yeah. Like,
it's a little bit.
We only got to the bit that said toy and everyone started ringing and thought, oh, this is going to be interesting.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but adult toy is actually on the wheel as well. Okay, let's get to, and completely unrelated, let's get to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. Great to have you on the show, Jennifer. How did you hurt yourself with a toilet?
Okay, so I was sitting on the toilet and I went to get up and I put my foot down on the mat in front of the toilet and I basically my body fell one way and my knee went the other because the mat moved.
I tore
the ligament in my knee, ended up having to have surgery and had to have my ligament replaced.
Jennifer. Did you tell people what happened or did you give it a bit of a story? Like you saw a mugging and you went down and kicked someone's ass.
No, I told them the truth. And you know what? People just rolled their eyes and went, oh, you know, that only that could happen to you.
I appreciate very, that you told clumsy. The truth. That says that you're a grown-up because I would have gone with a fake story.
Yeah, totally, 100%. Yeah. Also, Jennifer, when you say that your friends say that could only happen to you, do you have a lot of misadventure in the toilet?
Oh, no, not so much the toilet, just anything. Like, I could trip over my shadow on a cloudy day. Like, I am shocking. Like, really, really clumsy.
Well, Jennifer, keep listening in because we're going to be doing Hurt Locker more regularly and you could probably have a few opportunities to call through. Thank
Put this
you very
number
much.
On speed dial, Jennifer.
Just to interrupt, gentlemen, you know benchmark's going well when you get stories from the office mid-show. I've just been told that Bree, who works in our promotions department, once sat on a wasp on the toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
Stung on the bum.
Wow, a wasp. So she said, a white
Anglo-Saxon person. Yeah. You should always look before you sit down. I once sat on a hipster and put my hip out. That was the irony of what happened.
Don't sit on a wasp. We don't
great. We're getting stories from in the office for the Hurt Locker.
That's great. Yeah. Well, if we're impressing the office,
yeah.
I mean, watch the ratings come in.
They're allowed to vote, right?
Let's get to Adam. Hello, Adam.
How you doing, mate?
All right. We're talking about the Hurt Locker. We've got the Hurt Locker stories going on, Adam. We're talking about toilets today.
Yes.
What's your story?
When I was younger, I was the exact height of the toilet bowl and lifted the seat like a good gentleman does, and the seat came down and hit the young member.
Oh, no! Oh,
you squeezed it, like you smashed it. How old were you?
I would have been about 4 or 5.
Oh, my Lord. And I'm guessing the scream would have shattered windows, or did you hold it in?
No, the scream shattered windows. I was rushed to the medical centre and had stitches in it, mate.
Oh, stitches. That is a disaster. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Like, I know that we've got the rest of the show to do here, but should we take a time out and just get a brown paper bag and breathe into it?
I'm
doing it as we speak, mate.
I do have to ask a question, Adam, only to give the opportunity for you to brag. How many stitches, big fella?
Well, I have no idea because it was too painful to worry about at the time, and then I didn't want to look at it. But, it doesn't tickle.
Yeah.
I would have said 24.
Mate.
24 bloody stitches.
Whatever, mate.
Bloody 24.
Got 72 stitches in it now just because, because I was bored before I came in.
was four.
Yeah, so what?
No.
So what? Good opportunity.
There's no age limit on bragging. Come on.
Thank you, Adam. Let's get to Maddie and Dean Park. Hello, Maddie.
Hey, fellas, how you going?
Really good, mate. All right. Obviously, Hurt Locker stories today. Focus on the word toilet.
Yeah, mate. It wasn't me, actually. It was one of the blokes at work. He was painting his bathroom. He's gone to step off his ladder towards the toilet and brace himself to paint another corner, and he slipped over. He's put his arm out to stop him. His arm's gone into the toilet, snapped in half, gone around the S.
Don't say it, Merrick. We're on air. So the arm has gone into the toilet and he has snapped it in the S-bend. Is that correct?
It's gone around the S-bend and the fire has actually had to come out and break the toilet open to get his arm out so the ambos could take him off the hospital.
Oh, no. Not only have you broken your arm in an S-bend, but you've had fireys turn up. And how are you meant to...
Yeah, so what are you guys up to on the weekend? You're going to go and, hunt some small animals or something, trying to torch up? Anyone up for a scotch? The poor guy.
Just, having to explain it. Oh, I was just doing some painting and stuff like that. We don't see any evidence of painting. What were you doing? Half flush or full?
But even the description of in the S-bend, that sounds like a Simpsons, Homer Simpson kind of injury, don't you think?
One of the few times I can say on radio the term in and around. In and around. Hammo, I know that you're a huge movie fan, and I've been waiting to tell you this today. Some people might already know where this is going.
Okay.
Have you seen the new film 50 Shades Darker, the sequel to 50 Shades of Grey?
No. Sounds a bit racist. Yeah. But what's going on with it? Like, no, I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, we know essentially that it's...
Sexy movies. It's based on the sexy books.
I haven't seen it, but I understand, the concept of what it is. It's quite an adult thing.
Yeah.
Okay, in a cinema in New South Wales, and I won't name where it was because it could be litigious.
Oh, yep. Okay.
No, Nez, they've put it on their Facebook page.
Have they?
Yeah, you can say the name of it.
Where was it?
It was at the Hayden Orpheum Picture Palace.
Big shout out to my peeps.
Okay. one of the young ushers who, they go, after a movie, they've got to go and clean up all the popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Now some people take their own food in the cinemas. And somebody decided that they would take in something healthy option rather than popcorn. And
fair enough.
Yeah. And salad. Oh, I can't make a salad. Too messy.
Yeah.
What if I just take the cucumber in?
Right.
To watch 50 Shades Darker.
And look, I'm curious. Mm. Did they eat it properly?
No, they forgot to eat it.
Right. Well, they were just so into the movie, weren't they?
So into the movie.
Like, right into
just
it.
Just so in.
In the dark.
To.
Just into it.
Just in.
Like, all the way.
100%.
You know what they didn't do? They didn't check their phone. Didn't check their phone once because they were right into that film.
Into it. Into the movie. Yep. Just there in the darkness. Yep. Just into it.
And how bad? Like,
forgot to eat their lunch. Who goes to the cinema forgets to eat their lunch? Their healthy options lunch.
Especially when you have a nice cucumber there.
Exactly.
Like nice and cold in the cinema. Yeah. You're into the movie. Like you're right into
gone
it.
Gone there. They look like they were starving by the looks of things. How do you forget to eat it if you're that starving?
Right.
Anyway, Usher threw it out apparently. Or maybe he took it home. I don't think so. I think he threw it out. We can check on that.
I hope they threw it out.
Great film in cinemas now. Hammer, last night, of course, was Valentine's Day. And if anybody was listening.
Was it?
Yeah. How'd you go? What did you go?
Oh, yeah, no, mate. I was just, you know, so many chicks and going out. So it was yesterday, was it?
Yeah.
Anyway, why don't we go to your story?
Okay. Anybody who was listening this time yesterday knows that at this point I was just about to go and put my head in a bucket full of sand.
Right.
Because my missus was in here making me look like the idiot that I am.
Mate, that is one of her core skills. If she was in the X-Men, that would be her mutant ability.
A lot of people on social media saying, your wife's great. No one said, Mez, you're a top bloke.
Right. Hammo, did you hear?
Don't chime in. Don't make it worse.
Oh, do you have a grab from it?
No, I don't have a grab, but I can reveal. Georgie came in and shared what Merrick's pet name is.
Oh, what is that?
Why did you do that?
Boo Boo Daddy.
Boo Boo, hang on, for himself?
No, that's what Georgie calls Merrick, Boo Boo Daddy.
Oh, Boo Boo Daddyville. That is all right. Who doesn't want to go to Boo Boo Daddyville?
So we went afterwards. We went and I took Georgie and the family because, you know, obviously we're here in the city. I just took her around to Tinatown.
So that was you, Boo Boo Daddy, and Georgie.
Mm-hmm. And the kids.
And the kids.
The Boo Boo kids. And took them around the corner to get some Thai food.
Yeah.
Get a bit of Thai.
Yep.
And went around there to Tinatown because that's what it's called. It says on a sign, Tinatown.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. It does. It's a good sign, Tinatown.
Right.
And this is true. And another thing about Sydney, and I've never seen anywhere else in this country or anywhere else in the world love a pun for a restaurant name more than Sydney, particularly with Thai restaurants, right? You've got Thai-rific.
Yep.
You've got Titanic.
Yep.
You've got, and it's not just Thai food. Everybody in Sydney just goes, we're opening a restaurant. Well, think of a pun.
Yeah.
And I haven't until we've got a pun.
It's in the lease. Like, if you don't have a pun, you can't sign.
I want to play a game with you, Hammo.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a list of restaurant names in Sydney.
Yep.
You have to tell me whether or not they're real or fake names of restaurants.
That is actually a remarkably difficult game.
Yes, it is. It
is. That is really hard.
Okay. Let's just kick it off with a bit of Fully Tabbouleh.
Fully Tabbouleh. Oh, man. You know what? I reckon that one is false, but I want it to be real.
It's not false. It's real.
Yes.
I mean, I've driven past it a few times. It's in Greystanes.
Yes.
And I wouldn't call it a restaurant. It's a kebab shop.
That's all right.
But Fully Tabbouleh is real.
My favorite kebab shop for young people is Peter Pan.
Ooh, not bad. Okay. Next one.
Yep.
Walk This Way.
That has to be. That you can't let that go by. That's one of the first ones you'd come up with. That's there.
It's real.
Yeah.
Lentil as anything.
I reckon I've been there. Well, I think I've got the...
Where do you think it is?
I reckon it's in Sydney.
Yeah. it's a vegan restaurant.
Yes.
Surprise, surprise!
What?
Yeah, it's in Newtown, of course.
Yes, it is in Newtown. I have been there.
Okay. What about this one? It's a hot dog store, I can tell you that.
Yes.
It's called Shove It Up Your Bun.
No, that's no.
Why not? No, why do you say
just because
not?
You said it. You know what? You started to laugh, so that's gave it away. I saw the look in your eyes and you seemed too excited to read it out.
Too keen to get to
Oh, man. Boo Boo Daddy, what are you doing?
That's the case. Always peak too early when it comes to my hot dog jokes. Okay. What about this one? Fleetwood Macchiato. Real or fake?
I reckon it's fake, but it might exist in Melbourne.
No.
Oh, it's here.
It's in Urco. It's in Erskineville.
Oh, well, that is
the coffee shop.
That is the suburb of Melbourne that escaped.
Okay, here's one. This could be awkward for you. Boost Jews. That's in Bellevue Hill. Real or fake?
Hang on. You just told me where it is.
Yeah, Bellevue Hill.
Right. I reckon.
Boost Jews.
I reckon you're trying to throw me by saying where it is. I reckon it's false.
Yeah, of course it's
false.
Yeah. That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Lucky for you, because if you otherwise.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd have to be answering the complaints. I've set you up there.
Again.
Okay, last one. You ready?
Yep.
The Middle East Feast. The Middle Feast.
The Middle Feast.
The Middle Feast.
I reckon that one is true.
100% Lebanese restaurant in Marylands.
Sounds delicious.
Well done. Good call. I like that. Right. Hammo, you've done well.
Mate,
I'm trying to trap you then too.
I know.
Trying to get into some deep trouble.
Look, I don't want to say that I burst down into a sweat, but can someone get a fan?
133353, Sydney, we all know that we love a restaurant pun name.
Yep.
Give us a call. What is the pun business name in your suburb? It doesn't necessarily have to be a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
It can be anything at all. But if they've got a tricky play on words for the local business and they're in your neighbourhood, give us a call. Tell us where they are and what it is. 1-triple-3-5. Let's open up the phones. Nowhere I've ever seen in all of my travels has ever come close to Sydney when it comes to getting a business name and just going, what's the clever pun before we open up our business? It's got to be called something.
Yeah, and I love it. I reckon it's one of my favourite things about Sydney, that we just don't care. This is what we're going to do, and we try to outdo one another. And it's when I see one that isn't a pun, I think that person's not working hard enough.
Like Westpac.
Yeah.
I mean,
what does that mean?
What an idiot name that was.
Yeah.
Isn't that why wouldn't you call it Westbank?
Right.
No, that doesn't make... I don't understand. Liam, we've got some that come through on social media.
Yeah, we've put this up on our Facebook page. You can go and give your best ones there at Merrickville FM. Scott, this is a laundromat in Dundas called Drop Your Load.
Oh, great.
Oh,
a few people have in Dundas.
Corinne.
Couldn't quite make it to...
There's a hairdresser called Curl Up and Die.
Yes, I've heard of that
one. Yes, I have. Yeah, I've heard of that one as well. Yeah. They're doing good business.
And this next one is technically not in Sydney, but I thought we should mention it anyway. Michael... there's a fishing and tackle shop in Darwin called Masturbate.
Right. There we go.
But in Darwin, everything has to be a wanking joke. Otherwise, do you know what I mean? Like every business has to be.
It's ironic.
It's called West Wank.
West Wank.
Bank.
Yeah.
There we go, Watsy. You brought it home.
There.
Hold on. All right. Let's get to your calls. Andrew and Willoughby, hello.
G'day. How you doing, guys?
Very good, mate. All right. What's what business name have you seen in Sydney?
Bake My Day.
Whereabouts is Bake My Day?
East Enfield. Oh. Killer finger buns.
Oh, hello.
There you go.
Yeah, that would bake my day.
I was going to say,
good finger bun.
That's a pretty attractive thing. You just go, when you say killer finger buns, you just go, no, that's a good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary at the front. And then you go, no, that's all right. It's got a sweet end.
Do you mean courtesy finger buns? Is that what you're talking about, Merrick? Is it too soon? Too soon. Leon's having a nervous breakdown out there. We've lost the producer. And it seems like there's a lot more people on the Triple M who are suddenly listening to our show.
People running around. Okay, Mitchell in Penrith. Hello, mate.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, really good. What pun business name have you seen? Where is it?
Mate, around Penrith, I've seen old Glazed Up.
What is it? All Glazed Up?
Glazed Up.
Glazed Up.
You know, hand in hand with Glazed Up. But it's a glazier company called Glazed Up.
Oh. Am I missing something here?
Yeah. It's a glazier.
The Penrith audience, if you get me.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Gotcha, Mitch. Yeah. All right, nice and played.
Mate,
nice.
Mitch understands what's going on. He's not giving away too much.
Four points, Mitch.
I think Mitch might have been a bit of Glazed Up.
Yeah. Mitch got the 4 points. I might have missed the conversion, but it's all right. We're still going to try that. Let's get to Keith and Gerald. G'day, Keith.
G'day, boys. Driving around the St. George area a few months back, saw a tow truck with the name Camel Tow.
That's great.
Male or female drivers? No, let's move on. Okay. Thank you, Keith. Yeah. Very, very kind. Dudley in St. Leonard's. Hello, Dudley.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Really good, mate. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Look, being car guy, Merrick, you'll appreciate these ones in five dock. So you've got... unlimited head jobs, that is cylinder heads.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. And just
parts of five dock are known for another example of that, and you know that.
There's a lot of teenage boys turning up there very disappointed.
Parramatta Road. Anyway, move on. Yes.
On Parramatta Road, you've got Parramatta mufflers. No muff too tough.
Once again, there's another business on Parramatta Road that can spruik the same thing. Not for people looking for car repairs, though.
No.
We'll be told to wind up the show now, Hemo.
Yeah.
That's... The two producers are saying, you've done enough.
Oh,
Have a rest.
Yeah, and that's is that security? Anyway, that's interesting.
That's weird. Wow. Unusual. Thank you very much, Hemo, for dropping by.
Thank you.
Dudley for putting me into a meeting tomorrow. That was very kind of you.
Yep.
Had nothing planned. Now I do. And thanks to everybody listening in. See you again tomorrow.
Thank you for visiting Merrickville.
If you missed anything during your stay, subscribe to the Merrickville podcast on iTunes or with your favourite Android app, Triple M.